This is the Island Messenger, a look at personal messages, the weather, and community announcements.
Good afternoon and welcome to your Island Messenger for Tuesday. It is the second day of August, the year 2022. The sun rose today at 6:06. It will set again at 10:23, which will give us 16 hours and 17 minutes of daylight, a loss of 4 minutes and 17 seconds compared to yesterday. Our record low for this date was 42 degrees, set in 1916, and our record high was 75, set in 1938 and 1978. We're much closer to the latter, 66 degrees out at the airport now, under fair skies, blustery winds, winds 15 steady at the airport right now from the west, gusting to 29. They have 50% humidity and 10 miles of visibility. Mostly sunny skies for today and tomorrow. High near 65, which we just went right past for today. These west winds are expected to continue at about 15 to 20 for today, tonight, and tomorrow. Mostly clear skies tonight with a low around 54, and mostly sunny tomorrow with a high near 68. Looking at our local tides, the tide has turned in the last hour or hour and a half or so. We have an incoming tide, and our next high tide will be at 6 p.m. here on the east side and be 7.6 feet, followed by a low tide at 11:54 p.m., just about midnight, of 1.7 feet. Over on the west side, your high tide will happen at 6:24 p.m. and be 13 feet in Larsen Bay. That will be followed by a low tide at 12:29 a.m., 12:30 a.m., of 2.5 feet. Let's see what the Alaska Department of Fish and Game has from their announcement yesterday.
Hello, this is the Alaska Department of Fish and Game in Kodiak with Kodiak Commercial Salmon Fishery Advisory Announcement Number 20, date issued August 1st at 10 a.m. There will be an 81-hour commercial salmon fishing period from noon Tuesday, August 2nd, until 9 p.m. Friday, August 5th, in the following areas. In the Cape Alatak, Alatak Bay, Mosier Bay, and Olga Bay sections of the Alatak District, the Northwest Kodiak District, except for the Anton Larsen Bay, Sheratine Bay, Kajuyak Bay, and Spearden Bay sections will remain closed, and the southwest Afognak section of the Afognak District. There will be a 57-hour commercial salmon fishing period from noon Tuesday, August 2nd, until 9 p.m. Thursday, August 4th, in the following areas. In the outer Karluk and Sturgeon sections of the southwest Kodiak District, the east side Kodiak District, except for the inner Ugak Bay and outer Ugak Bay sections, will remain closed. The mainland district and the Duck Bay, northwest Afognak, Paranosa Bay, northeast Afognak, southeast Afognak and Raspberry Strait sections of the Afognak District and the Humpy Deadman section of the Alatak District. The following areas will close to commercial salmon fishing at 9 p.m. Thursday, August 4th. The Izuit Bay, Inner Katoy Bay, and Outer Katoy Bay sections of the Afognak District. Closed waters are reduced until 9 p.m. Thursday, August 4th. In Katoy Bay, to the fishing game markers located at Little Katoy and Big Katoy Bays near stream numbers 252, 323, and 252-324. Cost recovery fisheries are scheduled to begin in Katoy Bay Special Harvest Area on August 5th, and fishing opportunities in the Duck Bay, Izuit Bay, Inner Katoy Bay, and Outer Katoy Bay sections will depend on the ability of the Regional Aquaculture Association to meet cost recovery needs, and all cost recovery information may be obtained by calling 486-6559. As previously announced, the Spearden Bay Special Harvest Area remains open until further notice, and fishermen are reminded that until further notice in that portion of the northwest and southwest Kodiak districts, south of a latitude of Cape Kuliak, king salmon 28 inches or greater in length may not be retained by purseying gear in the commercial fishery and must be returned to the water unharmed. Other closed waters are shown in the Kodiak Area Salmon Statistical Chart and detailed in Commercial Salmon Fishing Regulations, and statistical charts, harvest strategies, and commercial salmon fishing regulations are available at the Kodiak Fishing Game Office, and of course the most recent salmon fishery information may be obtained by calling the department's 24-hour record-a-phone at 486-4559. Thank you very much. Good luck fishing. And this is the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
Mariners, here is your forecast for Marmot Island to Sitkanat, Kodiak's east side offshore. We have a gale warning today. West wind 35 knots, seas to 9 feet on our east side. For tomorrow, west 20, seas coming down to 6 feet. Over in the Shelikof Strait, small craft advisory through tonight. West 25 today, seas to 6 feet. For tomorrow, southwest 20, seas to 5 feet in the Shelikof. Well, tomorrow is the big day. Kodiak 4-H Livestock Show and Auction is taking place tomorrow at the Kodiak Island Fairgrounds. The show will begin at 9 a.m. Bidder registration will begin at 11 a.m. and the auction will take place at 12 noon. These events are the culmination of a year of hard work and dedication by young 4-H members. These 4-H members invest their love, time, money, and energy into their livestock project. It's up to community members to invest in the youth of 4-H by purchasing these animals. For more information on how to support local Kodiak youth and agriculture, visit their website, or you can give them a call at 907-486-1503 and email them at kodiak4h@gmail.com. They also have a Facebook page. Tonight at 5:30 p.m., the Women's Bay Service Area Board will be having their meeting in the Women's Bay Fire Department. Again, that's 5:30 p.m. tonight in the Women's Bay Fire Department. Next Thursday, August 4th, the Assembly will be having a regular meeting in the Assembly Chambers. That's happening at 6:30 p.m. On Wednesday, the Kodiak Amateur Radio Services Group will be offering amateur radio licensing exams. That's happening at 7 p.m. in the Bayside Volunteer Fire Department Training Room. Pre-registration is required, so give them a call at 907-942-0741. And this testing is done at no charge. Kodiak 4-H hopes you'll come out on Saturday at 1:30 to the Kodiak Baptist Mission Arena for their third annual Kodiak 4-H Dog Show. This event is free to the public. Come in after the farmers market and help show your support for 4-H members who have been working hard in the last few months building a relationship with and training their dogs in the Kodiak 4-H Dog Project. For more information, call them at 486-1503. You can also find Kodiak 4-H on Facebook. And the Kodiak Kiwanis Kids Pink Salmon Derby is August 6th and 7th. That's this next Saturday and Sunday. That happens from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. for kids ages 3 to 15. Participants can enter one of the 2 days. Registration is free but required. Sign in at the picnic area at the mouth of the Buskin River, and hot dogs will be served too. Don't forget to bring a $5 bill if you want to park your car, because you, unless you have an annual state parking sticker, they will charge you.
Listen for the Island Messenger here on Public Radio KMXT 3 times a day. Monday through Friday at 9 a.m., during the Midday Report at 12:20, and in the evening at 7 o'clock. If you have a community announcement or personal message, including lost and found items or pets, you can call KMXT at 486-3181, fax us at 486-2733, or email psa@kmxt.org.